The Knoxville Symphony is presenting a chamber classics concert this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in Sandra G. Powell Recital Hall, located in the Natalie Haslam Music Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. And here to talk to me about this performance is principal clarinetist Gary Sproul. Welcome to WUOT. Gary, it's great to see you here.
Thank you, Melanie. Glad to be here.
It's really interesting that you are combining the principal winds and string players from the symphony. I don't believe this has been done before. Typically, it's a principal wind quartet or a principal string quartet.
Correct.
Talk to me about how this came about.
Well, just as you said, we have the principal woodwind quintet in the symphony and a principal string quartet. And most of our work is in those ensembles. However, last year we did our first recital here at UT as a part of the chamber orchestra series.
Mm-hmm.
And we mixed it a little bit and did the Beethoven septet, which was a start in the direction of combining the members of the woodwind quintet and members of the string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
So this year in the meeting, when we discussed repertoire, it was the woodwind quintet, the string quartet, and Maestro Demergen was there, of course, as well. And the Schubert Octet surfaced. And it turns out that many of the musicians, as well as Maestro Demergen, the Schubert Octet was spinning around in their head.
So
Schubert Octet is written for two violins, viola, cello, which is a string quartet, plus string bass, one French horn, one bassoon, and one clarinet. And it's an absolutely gorgeous mammoth piece.
Yeah.
It's 1 hour long.
Oh, wow.
It's a long, long piece.
Yeah, it's not heard very often. Right. Have you performed it before?
I have. And here in Knoxville, and it was many, many years ago when we had a chamber series at the Knoxville Museum of Art. So that was probably, 20 years ago maybe. So it's nice to do it again.
Yeah. So also on the program is a piece by Philippe Gobert and Mozart. What are those works?
The Gobert is just a lovely piece for flute, violin, and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And its principal flutist, Hannah Hamel, Gordon Tsai, violin, and our newly appointed principal keyboard, Emi Kagawa. Just lovely music. And then the Mozart Oboe Quartet, featuring Claire Chanet, our principal oboist. It's Mozart.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get much better than that.
right. And those are both a little bit shorter. I mean, they're not hour-long pieces like the Schubert, but they mix very well with the Schubert. Those pieces are on the first half and then the Schubert on the second half.
Gary, you've been playing with the symphony for quite some time. Tell me about your history with the symphony.
It goes back a long ways. I'm halfway through my 42nd season.
Oh, wow.
And when I started, it was basically a community orchestra. My first contract was for 51 or 52 services in a year. And now we're 200.
Wow.
Probably more than that even. And as the years have progressed, the orchestra has grown. I mean, back then, we had no core orchestra. We played one concert a month at the Civic Auditorium, and we did those concerts just once. Now we're, of course, in the Tennessee theaters, do our Masterworks concerts two times. And we have the chamber orchestra, we have the pop series, and we play for the opera and ballet, and it's very, very busy. One of the things that's nice about playing in the Knoxville Symphony is just the variety of playing that us musicians get to experience. We play the big stuff, Masterworks. We play Mahler, and we play chamber orchestra, smaller Haydn symphonies and things like that. And we do pops things. I enjoy doing that. That's fun. And then we get to play Schubert Octet, and woodwind quintets and things like that. So unlike say, a major, major orchestra, the New York Philharmonic or Boston Symphony or something like that, the vast, vast majority of what you do is your big orchestra music. Mm-hmm. But we just have a nice balance of big orchestra, small chamber, and the in-between stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. What a fascinating journey that must have been to see the orchestra grow and change.
Yeah, it really, really has. I have to admit, I look around the orchestra now and I think, oh, they're all so young, you know. And but that, for me, that inspires me. I am inspired by these wonderful, wonderful, young, talented, just beautiful players. It keeps me practicing very hard. And I have to admit, sometimes I feel like I'm just kind of on the edge trying to keep up, but I'm inspired by them.
That's so awesome. And Gary, I understand that you are also involved with the Symphony's Q series. I wonder if you could talk about what that is a little bit.
Sure. It started a few years ago and has been very, very successful. It's a noontime recital. It started out in the Square Room on Market Square, but this year it's moved to a new venue, the lower level of the Emporium building. And people get lunch and a concert. The music is usually a half hour string quartet, half hour of woodwind quintet. I'm excited about January's, this month's Q Series program, because pretty much for the first time, we're doing what we're doing this Sunday. We're mixing the quartet and the winds a little bit.
Oh, great.
One of the major pieces is going to be the Prokofiev Quintet.
Oh, uh-huh.
But this quintet is for violin, viola, double bass, clarinet, and bassoon. It's nice. It's Prokofiev. So we're doing a little bit, starting to mix a little bit with our Q Series programs. We've gotten really positive responses from our audiences. You know, they come for 1 hour and they get lunch.
Yeah, it's a great lunch break.
And yeah. And it's really up close and personal because sometimes when I'm playing, I can reach out and, hey, can I have those potato chips?
Yeah, right.
Or whatever, you know.
Be a snack.
Yeah. But it's a really nice series. And I'm glad to see the orchestra just branching out in doing new kinds of presentations in new venues.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the symphony is really being very creative with their programming and in different kinds of concerts, and it's really exciting to see, and it's exciting to see the audiences coming out to hear these live performances.
It really is.
Well, Gary, thanks for coming in to chat with me today. Sounds like it'll be a great start to the new year, this Principal Winds and Strings concert. Again, that is Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Special note, this will not be in the Bijou Theater. This is performed in the Sandra G. Powell Recital Hall in the Natalie Haslam Music Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. More information is available online at knoxvillesymphony.com.